Good evening, everyone. It's the Ken Braverman Podcast. It is Tuesday night, March 13th, 2018. March Madness is in full swing, both in the NCAA form and also in our nation's capital. I'm not there. I'm in Florida right now. Why haven't we banned AR-15s yet? I know they passed some legislation in Florida. It wasn't perfect. Didn't even do the assault weapons ban. Maybe I'll get out and talk to some Parkland kids and do some interviews, do some podcasts with them. We cannot stop. We need a victory, and that victory is going to be banning AR-15s. And we're not stopping until they're banned everywhere. So talk to your friends, talk to your family, talk to your loved ones, and if anyone has any power when it comes to regulating, ban AR-15s wherever you sit, wherever you work, wherever you go to the pool, wherever you fly, wherever you ever. Ban AR-15s and let's sue gun manufacturers and sue people that sell them. No matter how frivolous we make the lawsuits, let's get one of these like automated legal bots to just kick out lawsuits like that little toy where the penguins go up the stairwell and then they fly down the slide and they just keep going over and over and over again. Let's have an endless door of lawsuits against this industry because it's an industry that's propagating the death of human beings more than there should be. And there's no reason AR-15 should be legal in this country. I'm not even going all assault weapons ban. Just give me AR-15s or actually take them away. Take those away. Let's do it. Got to remind everybody every week. And it's time for us to ban AR-15s. So submit legislation in your town, in your city, in your county, in your state, in your jurisdiction. And let's continue to pump that. Pardon the pun. All right. Now, next. This podcast is about loyalty. Loyalty seems to be a very key factor in what we're seeing in the White House and global politics as a whole. Our president acts like a mafioso don. Our president asks people for loyalty pledges. Our president operates in a very scripted manner when it comes to a few specific people, one of which being Vladimir Putin. And that is when you are in the mob and when you are beholden to someone else because your life or your family's life hangs in the balance. Because you owe someone $1 billion, like the president does. When you live like that, there are certain rules that need to be followed when it comes to loyalty pledges. And one of those, which is most prominently being exhibited right now, is that you never, ever take a contradicting side or take the opponent's side in a public discussion or a public argument or a public issue. When you
it's been a busy day with my March Madness brackets. I got messages everywhere.
You never take a position against your Don. And in this situation, Donald Trump owes his livelihood to Vladimir Putin and has for a while. And he will never take a position against him because he fears for his life, he fears for his business, he fears for his family's life. As he should. That's what happens when you take $1 billion in loan from the Russian government. That's why you don't do that. It's called being blackmailable. But not only is it being blackmailable, it's scary stuff, man. I mean, he should not have done that. Even if Trump isn't a terrible person on the inside, he has to act like one because Putin is forcing him to do so. Who do you think fired Rex Tillerson? That was not Trump that did that. That was Vladimir Putin that did that. And the reason he did that is because Tillerson would not release the sanctions. It turns out that Rex Tillerson is a little bit more of an American than all of us thought. And he wasn't willing to give up the goods just because Vlad wants it that way. Tillerson does not owe Vladimir Putin $1 billion. He wanted to get into a deal where Exxon would make billions of dollars or close to like half a trillion dollars in revenue over several decades in an oil deal. However, Rosneft and Tillerson realizes that Rosneft, the Russian oil company, and Exxon that even if you were able to release these sanctions in the intermediate time period before Trump is fully arrested and tried for conspiracy to defraud the United States, among other things, that even if you release those sanctions in the meantime, that when the Democratic Congress came in, or over the next few years, when we were inoculated from this Russian infiltration in the executive branch, that those sanctions are going to go back in full effect, and there's going to be actually a slingshot effect of sanctions, because we have to take a stronger position against the Russian government. We cannot allow Vladimir Putin, who is the figurehead, but it's also several Russian oligarchs in his inner circle, right? We cannot allow the Russian Federation to poison people in other countries with weapons-grade nerve agents and other chemical weapons. I mean, you call those chemical weapons because that's what they are. What were we looking for looking at Saddam's Iraq in the, early 2000s? Late 90s even? What were we looking for? That was early 2000s. We were looking for weapons of mass destruction, right? Chemical weapons. These are chemical weapons being used in a park in England, the UK. And yeah, people coming into contact with that just tangentially or peripherally are getting sick. It's unacceptable. And of course, it's the Russian government doing that. The fact that the president won't call that out is because the president has taken a loyalty pledge from Vlad. And he will never cross him. I mean, what a terrible person to be president, right? We got somebody who won't even take a position against arguably our greatest ally, or the ally with the most resources, Russia's an opponent of ours, right? Not an ally. Pretend to be an ally. They're not an ally. They're out for themselves. They're out to destabilize. It's obvious. It's documented. They keep killing people in their own. Once Putin finds somebody who's leaking, he's dead. That's what happens. People just wind up dead. Another one winded up dead. A cohort of Boris Berezovsky in England also wound up dead, mysterious. Nobody knows what's going on there either. Putin ain't going to stop. And clearly Trump's not going to take a position because of his loyalty pledge. And also Trump is asking other people to take loyalty pledges for him. Pompeo clearly has taken a loyalty pledge to work with the president. And that's why he's trying to be moved around into the Secretary of State. We are not allowing this anymore. Trump's reign of terror is over, and we're not okay with this. So here's what we do with this child who has taken a loyalty pledge with, although I respect him, he is the Russian devil. Putin is the devil here. He just kills people indiscriminately, kills people that cross him, so that anyone who even comes close to crossing him winds up in jail, you know, like Navalny, or unable to run. I mean, if Putin would flat out assassinate Navalny, because Alexei Navalny was a reasonable potential opponent who would beat him if he was eligible, there would be more uprising. It'd be more difficult for Putin to handle that, to take the press on that, but he would still do it. And there's nobody there that can stand up and stop him, because everyone's scared shitless. Even our president is scared like crazy, right? Well, it's time for us not to live in fear. I have not taken a loyalty pledge to either the president or the president of Russia. The president of Russia is the acting president of the United States right now. I haven't taken a loyalty pledge. And there are a lot of people in the intelligence community that have not taken a loyalty pledge to Vladimir Putin and the Russian government. And so what we are doing is we are going to stand up, and we are calling this out, and the reign of terror is over. Guess what, Mike Pompeo? You're not getting confirmed in the Secretary of State. I can't remember her last name yet. The deputy who's being named needs to get confirmed as head of the CIA. You are not getting confirmed either. We're not doing this anymore. We are holding everyone up until the president resigns or is indicted and arrested and removed from office. And that goes for, I think it goes for Pence too. I mean, you can't be a part of this administration and be silent. It's just unacceptable. like Pence is like one of those Nuremberg conspirators that is just doing nothing. Just because you sit there and do nothing and watch this happen does not mean you can all of a sudden be president when we arrest Trump. It is not happening. Maybe it's going to be Paul Ryan. I think that's the natural procession of things. Paul Ryan seems a bit more reasonable, but also is owned by these same donors, these same closeted, dark money foreign donors in the Republican Party. It's a systemic problem. We all have to stand up and say it's unacceptable. You can see it happening in the special elections, like in Pennsylvania. It looks like the Democrat will probably win. I think it was like 75% reporting. He's up 51-49. Everyone's had enough. Even the fake news can't permeate the hate. Like, we understand that the Russians have infiltrated the Republican Party in the executive branch, and we've got a clean house, right? We got to do that. And it's important for us to speak up. Understand that if you are a Trump supporter, you're not paying attention, or you are a proponent of a Russian-run global economy and global market and global world stage. I am not in favor of that. I do not want human rights abusers killing people indiscriminately that argue with Putin. That is not a way for this world. It's not a stable way for the world to propagate. It's just not okay. So we're going to stop that, or we're going to die trying. Keep in mind, we are at war. We're at war with the Russian government. You can see Putin killing people in London and symbolically killing people in the United States by firing everyone that they can who's still an American. So we are at war, and that means that the president is committing treason, actually. That's what this means by the president not condemning the acts of war that the Russian government are propagating right now. If he won't condemn them, then he's... Maybe that's one of the reasons why he won't. He doesn't want to admit that we're at war, because that, of course, makes it as clear and as transparent as day that the president is committing treason. He won't implement sanctions passed by our Congress against the Russians because Putin owns him. We've got to get him out. We've got to stop listening to him. Whatever he says does not matter anymore. He is an agent of the Russian government. We need to have him removed immediately. Immediately. And I've been saying it for months, and I can believe we're still where we're at, but we've got to have him out, arrested. It's fine if we arrest him and indict him, and he starts to claim all these non-coherent executive privileges that he does not have. That's fine. Allow him to squirm. Let Putin show his cards by making him squirm. That is what's happening right now. That's why Tillerson got fired today. They're trying to get the Russian sanctions removed and released, and they need State Department support to do that. And Pompeo is willing to do that for Trump because Pompeo is an arm for Trump. He's taken the loyalty pledge. I don't know what Trump has on Pompeo, what Putin has on Pompeo, why Pompeo is willing to do this, but it's just the truth. There's the only reason why Pompeo would go in there. So we cannot confirm him. We will not allow this to happen. We stand up. We say no. We hold everything up. And we do everything we can to treat Trump like the agent of the Russian government that he is acting like. And that means taking an extremely hard stance. Let's do some no-knocks on the White House. Let's do some no-knocks on other agents of the Trump administration that are acting agents of the Russian government right now, that are conspiring to defraud the United States of America and committing treason. Let's arrest them. I think that everyone is aware that they are under attack. I mean, all the people in the administration can see that they're being removed from their positions, their security clearances are being downgraded or revoked. The personal assistant today is under a heavy investigation and was forced to resign and then was hired by the Trump campaign for 2018. What do you think the Trump campaign for 2020 is? That is another money laundering scheme to bring in money, foreign money, to help Trump's legal fees, to help Trump's conspirators against the United States. There's a whole group of people working for the president that are trying to destroy us because that's what Putin is manipulating them to do. That's why they immediately get hired outside of the administration as soon as they get fired by the intelligence community. That's why everyone's leaving the administration. Everyone who doesn't want to get indicted, it realizes that they have to leave and the jig is up. So, with all that being said, and everything that's happening right now, I'm being 14 minutes into this podcast, understand that anyone in your life who is supporting Trump right now is one of two things. They are either uninformed and choosing to be ignorant about what's going on, or they're an agent of the Russian government or being manipulated by the Russian government. There is no credible defense of the Trump administration at this point anymore. And all of us who are Americans need to stand up and say no. No to everything they are trying to do. We will not take a loyalty pledge from Vladimir Putin. We will not take a loyalty pledge from Donald Trump. The only loyalty we should have is to the Constitution, to the United States of America, and to do what's right in our own hearts. Because you know what's easy to defend? It's easy to defend saying no to the president and calling the president a treasonous tyrant when that's what he's doing, when that's what the truth will show. That's what's happening. And it's important for all of us to stand up for America so that we don't wake up one day in the middle of a nuclear war with Russia and North Korea and other people that want to destroy the bonds that we've created in this world and fight for, you know, I mean, when you're going down in flames on a plane of loyalty and deceit, you're willing to, you know, you're willing to do what the Japanese did in World War II. It's not called suicide bombing back then. What do they call that? What do they call it? The Japanese just whiz their planes right into our boats. Come on now. I'm going to remember this before I stop potting. There's a funny Family Guy where Quagmire does this too. What is this called? The suicide bombing was a newer term. The Japanese did, oh God. How do I remember this? It's a kind of a funny word too, isn't it? It's like an alliterative term, a Japanese wing wang. No, we're not going to get racist here. What the hell was that called? Japanese used to fly their single engine planes in what is known as, all right, believe it or not, I'm actually going to search. No, I'm driving. Let's not do that. No loyalty pledges here. Don Juan DeTrumpo needs to go back to, actually, he's going to be a reality star in prison. How was it for OJ while he was in prison for 2 weeks? We didn't hear much about him. Now he's doing interviews again. You can expect the same thing for Trump when he's out of prison when he's 89 years old, if he makes it that long. Now he's just going to croak of a heart attack in prison. That's what's going to happen. I hope so. He needs to go to jail. He needs to show us all that it is not acceptable to be an agent of the Russian government. Sorry. And everything he's done to women, to set back the... I mean, everything, all these terrible things he's done to try to retard growth and destroy America absolutely needs to go to prison. He should be hung for treason. Yeah, he should. I'm accepting of a non-death penalty for the president, but he's got to go to prison. This is unacceptable. And Ken Braverman is out.